The Voice of America. Selamat berjumpa pendengar VOA di seluruh Indonesia. Ariono Arifin bersama VOA Hits of the World kembali menemani Anda beraktivitas. Dan minggu ini Anda akan dapat mendengarkan sejumlah hits yang mendapat nominasi untuk Piala Grammy Awards yang tidak lama lagi akan digelar. Berikut dengan prediksi apa yang akan menjadi hits dalam dunia musik pada tahun 2016 bersama Irfan Ihsan. Kita awali VOA Hits of the World minggu ini dengan single milik Taylor Swift.
Next mistake, love's a game, wanna play. New money, suit and tie, I can read you like a magazine. Ain't it funny, rumors fly, and I know you heard about me. So hey, let's be friends, I'm dying to see how this one ends. Grab your passport and my hand, I can make the bad guys good for a weekend. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down in flames. You can tell me when it's over, if the high was worth the pain. Got a long list of ex-lovers, they'll tell you I'm insane. Cause you know I love the players, and you love the game. Cause we're young and we're reckless, we'll take this way too far. It'll leave you breathless, or with a nasty scar. And I'll write your name. Cherry lips, crystal skies, I could show you incredible things. Stolen kisses, pretty lies. You're the king, baby, I'm your queen. Find out what you want, be that girl for a month. Wait, the worst is yet to come. Oh no. Screaming, crying, perfect storm. I'm a nightmare dressed like a daydream. So it's gonna be forever, or it's gonna go down. If it's torture, don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. Boys only want love if it's torture. Don't say I didn't, say I didn't warn ya. So it's gonna be forever.
Taylor Swift dengan Blank Space yang mendapat nominasi Grammy untuk kategori Song of the Year sekaligus Record of the Year. Kembali membuka VOA Hits of the World minggu ini. Up next adalah single milik Ed Sheeran yang juga mendapat dua nominasi yang sama, yaitu Record and Song of the Year. Inilah Thinking Out Loud.
When your legs don't work like they used to before, And I can't sweep you off of your feet. Will your mouth still remember the taste of my love? Will your eyes still smile from your cheeks? Darling, I will be loving you till we're 70. And baby, my heart could still fall as hard at 23. And I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. Maybe just the touch of a hand. Well, me, I fall in love with you every single day. And I just wanna tell you I am. So honey, now my hair's all but gone and my memory fades, and the crowds don't remember my name. When my hands don't play the strings the same way, I know you will still love me the same. 'Cause honey, your soul could never grow. Baby, your smile's forever in my mind and memory. I'm thinking about how people fall in love in mysterious ways. And maybe it's all part of a plan. Well, I'll just keep on making the
to come. But at least we'll both be beautiful and stay forever young. This I know, this I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go without it. She told me you'll never be in love. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm with you. But I love it. But I love it. Oh, I can feel my face when I'm. Death of me, at least we'll both be numb. And she'll always get the best of me. The worst is yet to come. All the misery was necessary when we're deep in love. Cause I know, girl, I know. She told me don't worry about it. She told me don't worry no more. We both know we can't go.
Hits of the World, satu lagi peraih nominasi Record of the Year dalam ajang Grammy Awards tahun ini, The Weeknd, dengan I Can't Feel My Face. Berikut segera kita simak prediksi industri musik tahun 2016 bersama Irfan Ihsan.
The Voice of America.
Tahun 2015 yang baru aja lewat diwarnai oleh beragam lagu hits yang merajai berbagai tangga lagu dunia. Menyambut tahun baru 2016 ini, bagaimana dengan prediksi musiknya? Siapa yang kira-kira akan menjadi berita utama di awal tahun 2016 ini? Penulis senior dan pengamat budaya pop dari Variety, Andrew Barker, mengatakan,
"The big news story of 2015 actually started in 2014. It was just Taylor Swift releasing this enormous album, which then continued to flourish, stayed on the charts. She did a tour, she had this steady hailstorm of music videos and cool little viral sort of appearances that just continued. I mean, it was just this multimedia juggernaut. And I think it's interesting in that you can pretty much predict what the big story of 2016 is going to be as well, because we already have it. It's already happening. It's Adele putting out an album which is probably going to rank as one of the best-selling albums of all time.
Hello from me.
She's a much more reserved, low-key artist than Taylor Swift is, but you can still see exactly how this is going to play out. all the way from November when the album came out to the Grammy nominations this time next year. I think we already pretty much know what the big story of 2016 is going to be, much the same way we knew exactly what the big story of this year was going to be.
Andrew bilang yang menjadi cerita besar di awal tahun 2015 yang lalu dalam dunia musik adalah kesuksesan Taylor Swift yang sudah dimulai sejak akhir tahun 2014. Hal ini akan terjadi lagi di mana cerita besar di awal tahun 2016 adalah dari penyanyi yang juga sudah meraih sukses besar di akhir tahun sebelumnya, yaitu 2015. Siapa lagi kalau bukan dari Adele, yang albumnya kemungkinan akan menjadi album terlaris sepanjang masa. Kemudian bagaimana dengan album selain dari Adele?
There are a bunch of big albums that we're looking at coming out in 2016, but no one on that level. I mean, we're going to have Lady Gaga, we're going to have Katy Perry, probably Drake, probably Kanye, and they all move the culture, and I'm sure they're all going to be appropriately successful. But there's just this real stratification in the nature of stardom, where you have the real kind of one percenters up at the top, and everyone else is sort of fighting for the scraps, big or small. That said, I mean, I think there's plenty that we're going to have to talk about in 2016.
Banyak album-album lain yang keluar, namun tidak ada yang sebesar dari album milik Adele, kata Andrew. Penyanyi-penyanyi seperti Lady Gaga dan Katy Perry juga akan mengeluarkan album baru, kemungkinan juga Drake dan Kanye. Bicara mengenai Kanye, Andrew bilang kalau album Kanye West juga tetap punya pengaruh penting dalam dunia musik mendatang.
I think the Kanye record is culturally speaking, is going to be one of the more important ones. I mean, because whatever you think about him, he's really the only remaining global superstar who is just utterly unpredictable and has been his entire career. And every time he comes out with an album, it does move the cultural needle and it puts new sounds into the pop mainstream, which I think is something that mainstream pop really lacks.
Tapi kalau Andrew sendiri secara pribadi, album dari siapa nih yang ia nanti-nantikan?
I mean, I think if you'd asked me that last year, I would have the same answer, which is Frank Ocean.
A tornado flew around my
putting out a sophomore album. It was supposed to happen this summer. It didn't happen at all. Could happen tomorrow, could happen this time next year, could happen 10 years down the road. Like Kanye, it's so rare to see someone, especially at such a young age, who has that much to say, who has such a fully formed idiosyncratic aesthetic that he's managed to develop in such a small amount of time.
Secara pribadi, Andrew Barker menanti kehadiran album dari penyanyi, rapper, dan penulis lagu yang pernah mendapatkan Grammy dan Brit Awards, Frank Ocean. Itu tadi ya Frank Ocean dengan Thinking About You. Segini dulu perkiraan apa yang akan terjadi di dunia musik dari penulis senior dan pengamat budaya pop dari Variety, Andrew Barker. Dari Washington DC, Irfan Ihsan, VOA.
single milik D'Angelo and The Vanguard dalam VOA Hits of the World minggu ini, Really Love. Juga berpeluang meraih Record of the Year dalam 2016 Grammy Awards yang akan digelar pada tanggal 15 Februari di Staples Center, Los Angeles. Coming up next, single milik DJ Mark Ronson and Bruno Mars. Here is Uptown Funk. Uptown Funk from Bruno Mars and Mark Ronson meraih nominasi Best Pop Duo or Group Performance as well as Record of the Year dalam Grammy Awards tahun ini. Sekarang kita sampai pada penuntas temu suara kita dalam VOA Hits of the World minggu ini, single milik artis yang memang diprediksikan akan terus mencetak hits dalam industri musik dunia. Please welcome Adele.
If you're not the one for me,
Itulah Adele dengan Water Under the Bridge, menetaskan temu suara Anda bersama Ariano Arifin dan Irfan Ihsan pada kesempatan kali ini dalam VOA Hits of the World 2016 Prediction and Grammy Award Nominees. Jangan lupa klik website VOA di www.voaindonesia.com, like us on Facebook, and follow us on Twitter at VOA Indonesia. Tune in as well to Facebook page and Instagram at VOA Rantau. Terima kasih banyak untuk perhatian Anda. Selamat berakhir pekan dan sampai jumpa. Bye.